This is the weekend summary edition of Slashdot Review, Sunday, October 17th, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. Rounding out the program, we'll have a featured song from Copacetics JGK, released for use under the Creative Commons license. Moving on to the headlines, the top headline is nanotechnology may have a chance to replace conventional CMOS. Neutron P writes to Slashdot that, quote, there's a lot of hype around nanotechnology these days, but some things are going to work in the near future anyway. IMEC, IMEC, announced a program aimed at seeking alternatives to the current CMOS manufacturing technologies using nanotechnologies. IMEC will investigate the use of semiconducting wires, carbon nanotubes, and spintronics or electron spin. IMEC describes itself as Europe's leading independent research center in the fields of microelectronics and nanotechnology. Toggle Flip Flop writes that in China, a returning satellite has crashed into a house. No one was hurt, and there are some more details listed at Slashdot. Apparently inhabited by an eternal optimist. Quote, the satellite landed in our home. Maybe that means we'll have good luck in the coming year. According to the People's Daily article on the subject, nothing seems to have gone wrong. Your rights online. The judge's ruling spares one click. Theo DP writes to Slashdot, quote, agreeing with Amazon's characterization of its one-click feature as a feature of an electronic product ordering system and not as an electronic fund transfer or transaction system, a judge has tossed out a $50 million lawsuit that threatened Amazon's one-click patent. But outside of court, Amazon touts its patent-pending Amazon Honor System, way for websites to use one-click shopping technology for voluntary payment transactions, most notably for 9/11 donations and campaign contributions that do not involve consumer goods or Amazon-specified prices, which the judge argues are essential one-click ingredients. Heating up for the holidays, some competition for iPod dollars. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that, quote, mp3newswire.net is running a two-part article on 15 new digital music portables or iPod killers. iPod killers for Christmas Part 1 includes what this anonymous reader thinks is the coolest new player, the Olympus MR500i with touchscreen technology and a sharp black on white color scheme. iPod Killers for Christmas Part 2, another link on Slashdot, points out the most interesting portables are the new Epson MPEG-4 MP3 Media Jukebox and the Sonicast Aereo 2 Wi-Fi. Lots of photos and size specs, and also Ogg Vorbis is picking up steam as more new players adding that capability as well. The hardware behind Echelon has been revealed. Whispering Bob writes to Slashdot that TechWorld has an interesting article on the technology behind the Echelon spying networks run by the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia. Apparently, the super storage and analyzing technology used in the U.S. is sold by privately owned Texas Memory Systems. It can deal with 1 trillion floating point operations per second. That is some technology. So interesting, I wasn't able to follow the link, because it must have succumbed to the Slashdot effect. Another article on Sunday concerns high-tech shopping carts, posted by Neutron P at Slashdot. Neutron P writes in, quote, a Massachusetts-based supermarket chain says it will roll out new intelligent shopping carts that promise to make food shopping much more personalized and interactive. They will let shoppers email their shopping list to the store and check prices on the spot. Each new Shopping Buddy cart boasts a wireless touchscreen IBM computer equipped with a laser scanner. The computer will also alert shoppers as they approach favorite items or promotions. Incidentally, I produce Slashdot Review for several reasons, shown in the manifesto section of Slashdot Review.com. Hope you'll take a look and consider participating in the program. Another article at Slashdot revolves around a centrally controlled home music system. Can it be done on a budget? A.K. Goatley writes in that, quote, recently my technically inept parents bought a new stereo and have expressed a wish to have it connected to a computer for storing a large amount of music, a Linux CD jukebox. An example of this would be Idiot Jukebox, but the solution has to be far less complicated than that. I've already written a fairly basic music database in Perl with a web front end for searching through it from our LAN, and I'm looking for a Linux-based collection of software to run the jukebox. It has to rip CDs when inserted, store them in a directory structure based on the name of the album. Modification of the ID3 tags are not necessary as his database handles that centrally. But to complicate matters, it does have to be command line based. A.K. Goatley wants to SSH into the jukebox to control it. The solution has to be a simple collection of software that can be easily controlled by a secure shell. And due to hardware and budget constraints, the jukebox is going to be too slow to run X anyway, which means that programs such as Grip will not be usable. Goatley writes, what do you Slashdotters think? Any good suggestions or pieces of software that you would use to help your parents out with that suggestion? Although Stuart leans left, he attacked political shows and begged them to stop hurting America. Is it time to really stop all the political games that both sides play? There's a torrent of the event, and it was... John Stewart was on CNN's Crossfire on Friday, and that attracted the attention of Bold AC, who wrote in to Slashdot to alert readers to the fact that there's a torrent of the event available. Basically, instead of plugging his new book, John Stewart on Friday on CNN Crossfire used his time to slam the media's coverage of the election. Although Stewart leans left, he attacked political shows and begged them to stop hurting America. Is it really time to stop all the political games that both sides play? I think you'll find it very interesting. A torrent of the event is still available, cited on the Slashdot site. If you're a user of Nopix, you'll know that system recovery with Nopix is possible. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot, quote, this article shows how to access a non-booting Linux system with a Nopix CD, how to get read-write permissions on configuration files, create and manage partitions and file systems, and copy files to various storage media and over the network. You can use Nopix for hardware and system configuration detection, and for creating and managing partitions and file systems. You can do it all from Nopix's excellent graphical utilities or from the command line. Thanks for listening to the weekend summary of Slashdot Review, October 17, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, as described on Slashdotreview.com. Slashdotreview audio is published Monday through Friday, and occasionally on Sunday. And thanks to today's artist, Copathetics JTK from OpenSongs.com.